This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
All right, guys. Since you knocked it out of the park last week with our 10 most cringeworthy Katy Perry moments caught on film video, and boy, are there a lot, I've decided to give you, my star video editing team, a very special project. Your next project is going to be Top 10 Most Hilarious Kathy Griffin Jokes. Remember, here at BuzzFeed, we care about the important things, so I'm giving this top priority to my top dogs. All right, guys, get to work.
Oh, my God, that guy's such a dick. I swear, BuzzFeed is where everything that is good and holy goes to die.
You're right, bro. You are right. You are right. We are making this world suck more than it already does, but we have a job to do.
All right, look, I have an idea. Let's call my brother. He is an expert in comedy. He literally knows every single comic who has ever landed a joke. And if there is a funny Kathy Griffin joke in existence, he will know where to find it. Let's call him.
All right, fine. Let's try it.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Bubby, how's it going? Hey, Bo, I need a big favor quick. I need you to direct me to the funniest Kathy Griffin comedy routines that you've ever seen.
Sorry, Kathy who?
Kathy Griffin, you know, the super busted redhead who has an unhealthy obsession with Bristol Palin. You know, she brags about being a cokehead.
Never heard of her.
You know who I'm talking about. She's done 20 comedy specials. She's worth $20 million. She did a whole show about how no one calls her for work.
Sorry, not even remotely ringing a bell.
Dude, you know who I'm talking about. She hosted the red carpet for the Academy Awards for years until she thought it would be funny to spread a rumor that Dakota Fanning was addicted to crack. I know you'd recognize her. She has one of those faces that looks like she rode in on a broomstick.
Nope, sorry, got nothing.
Oh, come on, dude. You know who I'm talking about. She used to do the CNN New Year's special before she got canned for doing a photo shoot of her holding President Trump's bloody decapitated head.
I thought that was Carrot Top.
Cause my fat junk is so much more than either. Power bottom or top off. Where's the child of may have some butt stuff.
All right, so look, if you don't think this intersectional feminism garbaggio is going mainstream, you really have another thing coming, and it's not without its contradictions. I mean, you've got gays for Islam. You know, this is where intersectionality comes in. This is this is the crux of intersectionality, where different oppressed people meet and intersect. You've got your gay allies for Islam, you've got your black allies for transabled and the transgendered, and like, if you happen to have been mildly associated with one of these oppressed groups, and I say oppressed with, you know, air quotes, if you happen to be in one of these groups, you can basically earn your place on the hierarchy of victimhood. All you have to do is figure out exactly how much of a victim you are, and if you fit into any of these oppressed groups, you get special standing. You get special privileges. Now, if there's one thing that intersectional feminists love, like a nasty, sick, demented obsession, they love victims. That's why we hear about Islamophobia all the time. Because, look, if you're going to go around trying to engage in world domination, you can't always be honest about it. You can't just show up at somebody's borders. You can't show up in somebody's house and go, by the way, if you let me in, I'm going to kill you and take your stuff and take your house and dominate. You can't just say that. You have to be like, knock on the door. Hi, I'm here to help. Islam means peace. Islam means women's liberation. No, we don't believe in pedophilia. No, we don't believe in Sharia law. No, we don't believe in terrorism. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. But what about the death to America, death to Israel stuff? Ah, what are you talking about? Oh, that's just, oh, we're just blowing off steam. And if somebody nearby even suggests that perhaps these Muslims around the world are telling the truth about their intentions to dominate the West, to destroy Israel, I mean, to even suggest that maybe we should just listen to them, maybe we should take their words at face value. Well, no, you're an Islamophobe. Or you, what, are you scared? Sissy. You're scared of Muslims, you sissy. Gays for Islam. I'm sorry, that's just funny. It's just funny to me because it's so backwards and outlandish. It's just over the top funny.
Hi, I'm here to sign up for ISIS.
You have come up to the wrong booth, boy. We are recruiting for CARE, an Islamic peace group. What does this look like to you? Some sort of gay pride parade?
I understand your oppression. I'm an ally.
Boy, get out of here before I decapitate you on camera. Peacefully, of course. This is a Muslim-only safe space.
I am a Muslim. I converted yesterday. I'm a genderqueer Muslim, okay? I would do anything. And I mean anything.
You would do anything now, would you? Okay, right this way.
Oh, goody.
Ahmed, we have a live one. Get the device.
Ooh, I like devices.
Okay, now take off your shirt for a moment.
Ooh, my God.
All right, strap it on like this.
Strap it. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Like this. Tickles.
Ahmed, activate the device.
Ooh, is this a vibrating device?
Okay, my gay friend. You see that elementary school over there?
Yes, of course. There's kids playing and dancing and laughing and frolicking with joy.
Yes. Now go over there. Walk into the middle of the school. Throw your arms out into the air like you just made sweet love to Aisha and scream, Allahu Akbar!
Wait a minute, that seems a little strange.
Now, you did say you would do anything to help liberate the oppressed Muslim race, right?
Well, yeah.
Well, this is what needs to be done. It's totally safe. Go for it.
Well, okay.
Allahu Akbar, kids!
Idiots. They really are idiots. They really, really are idiots. I mean, if someone's running towards you, screaming, I want to kill you, I want to kill you, and they've got a knife in their hands, and they just killed somebody over there, and there's blood, and gore, a wake of body bags, and destruction, and carnage, everywhere where this religion happens to go, and theocracy. I thought we gave that up a long time ago. But hey, at the end of the day, intersectional feminists and Islam, they have the same goal, the destruction of the West. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, and of course, I am your host for the day, subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson. With us, we have Annie Cyrus. She's an Iranian-American human rights activist who warns of the devious Islamic threat that will topple human society. Not just American society, not just Western society, human society. She is the national director of the American Truth Project, and her mission is to bring hope and healing to women and girls who have been unfortunate enough to be exposed to the plague of Islamic ideology. She's also the founder of Live Up to Freedom, and you can get her at liveuptofreedom.com and americantruthproject.com. And she experienced firsthand living in under the barbaric Islamic regime of Iran. She learned, having been sold into marriage as a child, and she learned basically that when
when Muslims say death to America, death to Israel, they come at you with their knives. She knows that they mean business, while feminists and intersectional feminists are over here whining and complaining about microaggressions and running to their safe spaces. Annie Cyrus is out there talking about real oppression. Annie Cyrus, welcome to the show.
Always a pleasure to be on this show. Any show that you're around, it's always fun.
Well,
thanks for having me on.
No problem. I always love having you on. And listen, you know, there's so many problems within Islam. You know, they've got the whole pedophilia thing. They've got the whole child bride thing. But hey, nothing to see here, folks. That's just other cultures, right? We need to respect other cultures. Annie Cyrus, do we need to respect Islam?
Oh, no. No, we need to fight Islam. That's what we need to do. Not just because I have a couple of bad experiences under Islam. Because if you go and study Islam, the actual book of Islam that is called Holy Quran, you will realize that every other verse is about you either killing or killing or killing or killing someone.
Yeah, it's
as you said, it's anti-human, period. So no, not only we don't respect it, we fight it. We need to get rid of it.
Now, I mean, it seems like they're just so honest and so clear about their intentions for global world domination. Why do you think it is that leftists in America and in the West in general choose to ignore the telltale signs of an enemy that is coming to get you?
Well, number one reason is because they play, by day, I mean Islamic states, they play the good cop, bad cop game on everybody, meaning those so-called extremists are the one who are being honest. And those so-called moderate are the one who use taqiyya, which is deceive, to lie about what they're saying. So they come out and tell you the truth, which is we are going to conquer every single country and we are going to either convert or kill every non-Muslim. And then the moderate Muslim comes and tells you, oh no, not all Muslims are like that. Oh no, Islam doesn't tell us to kill you. Oh no, Islam doesn't tell us not to take you as friends. So the conflict they're creating, which they always did it that way, by the way. That's why I say there is no moderate or extremist. They all belong to the same team. But that's their game. They confuse the heck out of people, so they can't really make a call on it. They're confused between these good Muslims and those bad Muslims. That's number one. Number two is don't forget we have what's known as mainstream media that feeds a bunch of lies to people. And unfortunately, to this day, it's still majority of our people are hooked to mainstream media and their fake news.
Absolutely. And you know what I find one of the most disturbing things is, you know, I used to have a problem with Christianity, and these days I don't really have much of a problem with Christianity anymore, you know, especially when the leftists are out there saying, well, Islam is just like Christianity, you know, I mean, it's just a different culture, it's just a different religion, and I just don't see that. I don't think the evidence even supports that. You know, they say, oh, well, we have Christian terrorists, we have Christian extremists and zealots, you know, like, what do? Like, bake you a cake? You know, they're super nice. You know, all the extreme Christians that I know, the people who are super hardcore into their Christianity, they're all super nice people, and they wouldn't even hurt a fly. But we hear in the mainstream media that, oh, the Christians are the zealots, and we have to look at all cultures equally, you know? We have to look at all cultures equally, but Christians are bad, right?
Well, but here's my argument about it. I get that a lot, actually. And the funny thing is, a lot of people think attacking Christianity would get me all, you know, angry because I'm a Christian and I inform them, nice try, but I'm not a Christian. However, here's the answer to your argument, dear leftist. First of all, yes, we do have Christians who commit rape. Yes, we do have Christians who commit theft. Yes, we do have Christians who commit murder. However, if you bring the Bible and show me one single chapter filled with 176 verses that tells you that you should beat your wife, you should rape your wife, you should kill your wife, then I will start fighting Christianity too. But there's no such a thing in Bible. Bible does not talk about go and kill non-Christians. Bible does not tell you to go and convert a non-Christian to Christianity by lying to them about Christianity. Bible does not tell you that your wife is your property and you own her in all aspects. Therefore, no, Christianity and Islam have nothing in common. There are people who are sick, and they go and commit crimes. And under Christianity, what they do within Christian society, it's a crime. But when a Muslim beat the crap out of his wife within Islamic country, not only is it not a crime, they actually clap for him. Nice job, man. You knew how to make her obey you.
Right.
These are the differences.
Right. And, you know, not only is there a difference in the text, you know, Christianity, the Bible, has stories, you know, I mean, they talk about this angry God, and that's supposed to equal the kind of prescription that they give you in the Quran. You know, an angry God is sort of equal to Muhammad instructing you to do specific things. They say, oh, well, you know, the Christian God is angry, so therefore Christianity is just as bad. But there is no actual prescription within Christianity that enforces these kinds of, you know, these kinds of vengeance and killing your wife and beating your wife. There's nothing like that. And not only that, mainstream Christianity has rejected all those ancient barbaric practices. Christianity has reformed over the years. Now, do you think Islam is even capable of reform?
Absolutely not. I gave this verse out about a week ago where it literally, Allah says, there's a verse in Quran, and I'm going to make sure to give you the verse number, but excuse me. There's a verse in Quran where it literally is mentioned that Allah actually warned Muslims about those reformers. That apparently Allah of Islam was pretty sure that at some point somebody's going to come and say, hey, I'm going to reform this religion. So the exact verse within the Quran, which is, by the way, it's second surah of Quran, verse 11, that says, and when it's said to them, do not cause corruption on the earth, they say, we are but reformers.
Right.
The Quran itself says reformers are creating corruption on earth. So no, there is no way of reforming this thing. Because what are you, I mean, the only way to reform it is to get rid of all the violence and hatred, right? Well, you're talking about getting rid of 98% of Quran. There is not much left. You have more chance, more luck creating a brand new cult than trying to reform the cult of Islam.
We've got a hard break coming up, but I want you to come back for another second. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We'll be right back with Annie Cyrus. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries. And Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Hi friends, let me ask you a question. Why do we get car insurance for our cars, fire insurance for our homes, and life insurance for our lives, and not even consider identity insurance for our identities? I mean, isn't our identity one of the most important commodities we have? Well, of course it is. My friends at Liberty ID, they understand this, and that's why they're the leading provider of turnkey solutions to America's fastest growing crime, identity theft. Are you covered? Why not? Don't wait. Call today at 844-44-LIBERTY to get covered now. Do you realize that your children are vulnerable? Your parents are vulnerable? And yes, you are vulnerable as well. Liberty ID has successfully, in 3 years, restored over 60,000 identities, restored their good name, and that is absolutely priceless. Now, I know there's many companies out there saying they can do this, but Liberty ID is the proven leader that restores your good name for you. Call them at 844-44-LIBERTY or visit them at libertyid.com and make sure you mention GCN at checkout for an incredible discount.
You've been hearing Dr. Waller talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts, including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more are the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
Greetings and salutations. We are back with Annie Cyrus. If you are just tuning in, I'm subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson today. My name is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, where you can always get me on Twitter at Shaq General. You can email me your hate mail or whatever it is you want to email me at ShaqGeneral@yahoo.com. We are back here with Annie Cyrus. She is a ex-Islamic child bride of Iran, and she has basically come over here to describe all of the microaggressions that she experienced over in Iran that made her want to come over here and, join American society. You know, because microaggressions, that's what oppression is all about. If someone holds the door open for you and you're a woman and you're an empowered woman, that's a microaggression. And, you know, in fact, some people actually say that's a micro-rape. Now, Annie Cyrus actually comes from a community, from a society that condones real rape. Real rape. And pedophilia. Annie Cyrus, welcome to the show again. Thanks for coming back for another segment. I want you to describe a little bit, paint a picture for our feminist friends out there, how ridiculous it is when you hear them complaining about microaggressions and safe spaces, and white privilege, and all this other nonsense that we've sort of come to accept as a part of American leftist rhetoric and vernacular.
Yeah, actually, that's part of my question. Why are we accepting that? Because that is ridiculous. Not even sometimes. Here, Brett. Here's what I think. Let's say I wasn't even coming from the hell that I come from. As a normal person, I would have still been like, what are they talking about? There are actually every day in every single Islamic country, based on what's reported, and don't forget, 95% of what happens in Islamic countries are not reported. So what the numbers we get is just like maybe 5% of what really goes down. And based on that, every day in every single Islamic country, between 3 to 5 child brides are created, meaning 3 to 5 little girls are being sold to marriage. When I say little girls, I'm not talking about, you know, what they call it here, which is they're like 21-year-old and like, I'm a single daddy's girl. No, I'm talking about 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old girls that are being sold into marriage. Not because it's a Middle Eastern culture, no. because it is within Quran, the fourth surah of Quran. By the way, it's for your audience. Seriously, if you want to get the depth of what woman rights means in Islam, go read the entire 176 verses of the fourth surah of Quran. The fourth surah is called the woman. Everything in there is about woman in Islam. And every single verse tells you how to beat her, how to train her to obey you, how to starve her to obey you, how she's going to get half of her brother when it comes to inheritance. I'm not kidding. These are the verses of Quran.
As a
woman, you're counted as a half a man. If you're going to give a testimony, on certain cases, a woman is not even allowed to testify. On certain cases, if you testify against a man, your testimony will be completely denied because you are only half a man. So that man wins you over. His testimony weigh in more. You want to ask for a safe space? Think about every little girl who's being sold to marriage. Think about every single woman who has no control over her own body, so she's being raped daily and there's nothing she can do about it. And think about the woman who's being beat up based on anything her husband may not like about her, her cooking, her cleaning, her talking, her walking.
You know,
here's your safe space.
You know, say what you will about Christianity. When things like this happen, you know, things like this happen in a lot of different cultures. But one of the things I've noticed about Christianity and conservatives, for the most part, is that when these things happen, there is universal condemnation. Universal condemnation. Nobody here says, oh, well, it was a Christian, so it's okay. You know, it's not like people on our side are going, oh, it's okay that that girl got raped, or it's okay that that girl got brutalized and murdered in the street. You know, it's okay. But for some reason, Islam gets a pass. Why do you think Islam gets a pass?
Well, because the so-called feminist or feminism movement in the West has this idea that because there is so much freedom. And I'm not saying this because I figured it on my own mind. I actually talked to these people.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, because there's so much freedom, we need to start bringing things like Sharia, where it will put limitation on people's life so the crime rate will go down. And men would learn that they can control women. And then when I explained to them, hello, Surah 4 of Quran, the constitution of Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, and Iran, where as a woman, you don't even get to say who you want to marry to. They come out saying, well, that's a family matter. We're talking about legal matter. And I stare at them like, I think you should go check into a mental institute. Because in order to lower down the crime rate, you want to bring what doesn't have crimes. So the same shitty thing will happen to you, but this time it's just not a crime. So in reality, we can just all walk around like Iran and say, we don't have gays. We don't have rape. Because they're not actually, in reality, we do have them. But they don't count as actual reported crime. Rape doesn't exist in Islamic countries.
Right.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
If you go and say that I was raped, under Sharia, as a woman, you can go and say I was raped. But if you can bring three men to testify that you were raped, then you will be put to death because you committed adultery. And just think about this for a second.
No, it's absolutely insane. Well, feminists are over here saying that, well, that guy looked at me cross-eyed. I feel violated and raped. And over there, you know, people actually are getting raped and violated and oppressed and it's not even considered a crime. People don't even think about it. You know, and...
No.
Go ahead.
It's a crime, but it's your crime. It's the woman's crime. Because you seduced the Muslim brother to commit a sin. Because you showed your ankle. You showed your arm. You wore perfume. I'm not kidding. There are banners in Islamic Republic of Iran saying that a woman who wears perfume is committing the adultery because your sense is arousing the Muslim brother. I'm like, oh, so we all have to stink?
Right.
Then Allah be happy?
Right. And, of course, that's where all the headscarves and the forced wearing of burqas and hijabs. You know, I really have no problem with headscarves or headwear. But I do have a problem with it when they're making you do it, when it's an oppressive tactic used to subjugate women. And, of course, the feminists over here, I mean, we've been talking a lot about feminism, so I'm going to keep bringing it back to that. Over here with the feminists, they want to make a hijab out of the American flag. Now, tell me that's not a little bit contradictory.
Oh, of course it is. And no, here's the irony of it. They want to make the hijab out of American flag. And then on the other hand, they want to walk on the street completely naked with, oh my God, you know better than me, what type of bodies? And they just call it their rights. I actually walked up back in Los Angeles. I walked up to one of these people and I said, okay, let me talk to you for a second. You are butt naked on the streets of L.A. You weigh about, I would say, 210 to 215. And you think this is your right and you can do what you wish. And you're holding a sign saying refugees welcome. Do you realize the refugees you're welcoming will literally stone you to death for standing here butt naked? She's like, show me the proof. So I grabbed my phone. I brought up the verse and I showed it to her. And then I brought up the Islamic Republic of Iran Constitution. I showed it to her. She's like, well, yeah, everybody can Photoshop. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm on a browser, on a website. Go buy your own Quran and read it. You will be stoned to death for standing here butt naked.
All right. And
you have to cover everything. But again, the blindness. She's like, oh, no, you're making this up. You're making this up. You hate me because you don't have the guts to do what I'm doing. I'm like, no, honestly, if I was 210, I wouldn't have the guts to walk butt naked on the street.
Well, that's fat shaming, Annie Cyrus. That's fat shaming. You can't do that. That's a microaggression.
I am fat shaming. However, I have a little safe pin. If she can pin herself somewhere and go to her safe place, she can do that.
Yes, she can. And we'll be right back with more Annie Cyrus.
If you're tired of being that lame white guy in your brand new group of brothers, you need Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator. End confusion and miscommunication between you and your homies. Translate common phrases like,
they done partied and is going to the crib.
Which in English means,
they finished partying and are now going home.
You can translate simple phrases like,
she drinking milk even though she be drinking Coke.
Which in English means,
she is drinking milk even though she usually drinks Coke.
Even complex phrases can't stump the Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator.
They didn't do nothing about nobody having no money or nothing like that.
Which in English means,
they didn't help anyone who has no money.
The Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator can even help you cap a sack in the hood.
I'm fitting to get a blunt.
Which in English means,
I am going to the convenience store to purchase a cheap cigar out of which I will smoke marijuana.
And with a little bit of practice, you'll impress all of your black friends with your fluent Ebonics. Trust me, they'll love it. Pre-order Rosetta Stone Ebonics Translator by calling 1-800-I'M-STONED. That's 1-800-I'M-STONED.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body
extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And we are back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. I am Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. We've got a little bit of time left. I want you to tell me a little bit about American Truth Project and all the great things that you're doing over there to basically save Western civilization from itself. Because you know what? Western civilization is pretty darn strong. And it's only if we engage in these suicidal practices where we let in the enemy that we are going to, that we're basically going to kill ourselves. And what are you doing over at American Truth Project to stop this?
Well, one thing about American Truth Project, even though it's called American Truth Project, we are not bordering ourselves within America. Obviously, it is a priority for us to make sure that American people are aware of what's going on. And we also give them solution on how to fight this Islamization of the West and also how to realize and stop the left from basically burning down America. But we go beyond borders of America. We cover a lot of what goes on in Israel and Palestine. We cover a lot of European stories as far as Islamization goes again. So our first step is to educate people on what's the problem. And the second step is basically we have people who are investigating every event, and they're coming up with actual legal actions that people can take to reverse what happened or stop it from happening. So we have two steps in American Truth Project. We give them the truth and educate them on it. And then secondly, we give them tools to be able to fight what's going on around them today. So we can save America and obviously the entire human society from this horrible Islamization that goes on. And also, we are very proud to say that we are standing with Israel because, unfortunately, nowadays, we have forgotten that one of our best allies and protectors is Israeli Middle East. So we're trying to, in a way, stand with them as well and give them as much support as possible.
Well, Annie Cyrus, I'm so proud and happy to have you on the show, as always. If all refugees were just like you, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with letting a bunch of them in. But unfortunately, like you say, this is, you know, domination and terror are endemic to Islam. And if we keep on letting in all these refugees, it's just going to be a way bigger problem. And I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show and thank you for all the great work you're doing. This is Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We got a hard break coming up. We will be right back with more.
Are you feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves, and that's totally racist, and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims do not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
Well, I'll say thank goodness that Donald Trump done legalized white supremacy.
Ever since I joined the force, I've been dreaming of the day I could put the hurt on them racial and social minorities.
Yeah, I hear you. I done opened up a hefty can of whoop-ass on four of them faggots just yesterday.
Haha, for what?
Nothing. They were just acting all gay and stuff. Those pants were so tight I could see his religion.
Well, what do we have here?
Well, God has just blessed us with a runaway Negro. I do believe that man is driving while black.
Well, come on, Millie Joe, let's get him.
Put your hands outside the window, boy. Don't make me tell you twice now. Have your license and registration ready.
Officer?
Wait a minute. You ain't no name. You know why I pulled you over?
This nigga, of course I do, man.
I'm driving while black. You see a black man driving down the road, and you think you can just pull him over without no due process and no judge and jury and taking away his constitutional rights, man?
Yes, but, no. We mistook you for a jigaboo, okay? The law says you can't be driving while black, and you are clearly not a black man, so you're free to go.
What you talking about, man? I am black. Everybody know the black of the berry, the sweet of the juice, and I'm as black as they come.
Now that institutional racism is the law of the land, I could get in trouble for beating up on a white boy.
Man, pick up that baton, beat me till I'm dead, or I'm gonna sue the city for discrimination.
False alarm, Billy Ray. It's just Sean King again. My, that boy's about as confused as a fart in a fan factory.
And we are back. This is, of course, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We are at the bottom of the final hour. Again, this is Brett Siegel, the disgruntled millennial, filling in for the great Kevin Jackson. You can tweet me at Shaq General. That's at Shaq General. Don't ask me how I got that name. It's a long story. Maybe I'll tell you next week. I'm going to be back here subbing in for the great Kevin Jackson next week when he's off out into the world, triggering leftists. Feminism makes women unhappy. It does. It takes all the joy out of life. Practically ensures that women are going to end up with some beta male cuck if they land up with anyone at all. Now, everyday feminism is basically a receptacle for all things that are terrible. Everydayfeminism.com. You should really check it out. I mean, I hate to give them more clicks, but, you know, I don't mind giving them more clicks if it's a bunch of conservatives going over there trying to, you know, expose the insidiousness that's leaking into our culture. Because these publications, I mean, they've got a lot of readers. These ideas are seeping into the mainstream. And these women are seething. They are so mad. They are so upset as they scream, "Love trumps hate," and create modern art with their period blood. Ugh, so gross. They think they're making some sort of statement. The only statement they're making is how disgusting they are. And the brainwashing is taking place earlier and earlier and earlier. You got high school students now trying to free the nipple, free the bra. They want to teach men not to objectify women, so they're going to have a day without bras. Joke's on you, ladies. Sounds fine to me. Nobody really cares. We like to laugh at that kind of stuff because nothing screams, "Don't objectify me," like exposing your breasts. Don't you find it hilarious when feminists try to give out relationship advice? There's an article in Everyday Feminism. This chick basically tries to give relationship advice, relationship rules for feminists. For example, "I won't hide my feminism to get someone to like me. If they have a problem with it, I don't want to date them anyway." Good! Honesty is the best policy. Show everyone what being an unabashed ball buster will do for your happiness and sexual market value. People like me, I want you to be open and honest about your feminism. I don't want there to be any deception about that. Be open and honest about it so I can move on to the next chick.
I won't buy into the myth that I do or don't deserve certain people due to my looks, my class, or my achievements.
Oh, really? So Trigglypuff deserves a rich Adonis?
I won't feel obligated to have sex with someone just because they're expecting it.
Don't worry, sweetie. Sex with you is already sounding like way more trouble than it's worth.
I will dump anyone who tries to convince me
that feminism is worthless or that sexism isn't real. Listen, sweetie, sexism is real, but feminism is worthless. Because intersectional feminists wouldn't know true sexism if it stoned them to death or sold them into marriage. You've been listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. We'll be back tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.